In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, St. Francis de Sales offers us a wonderful lesson in humility on this third Sunday of Advent, drawing on the example of St. John the Baptist. Man, by pride and arrogance, lost the original justice in which he was created and made this earth a hell. For the evils that human vice draws in its wake are a veritable hell, which lead from temporal punishment to eternal punishment. Notice how one of the strongest, most subtle, and most dangerous temptations possible is being addressed to St. John the Baptist in today's gospel, and not by his enemies, nor by men assuming the mask of hypocrisy, but by his friends, sent to him from Jerusalem by the princes and the doctors of the law. Now, Jerusalem was the royal city where the Holy Senate and the judges resided. The scribes were the doctors of the law, and the Pharisees were like priests today and religious. The princes among the priests and the doctors governed the whole republic by the law of Moses. These then sent people today to St. John. But whom did they send? Perhaps some of their sons' valets, or some other men of low rank. Did they send these? Certainly not. They sent doctors and religious men as their ambassadors and those of the republic. And why? Simply to find out if John was actually the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, whom they were awaiting, so that they could pay him due honor. Now notice the wicked caprice of the human spirit. They were awaiting the Messiah, and they saw that all the prophecies had been fulfilled, for they had the sacred scripture at their fingertips. The Savior, he came, and he went among them, teaching his doctrine, performing miracles, and confirming by deed all that he had said. Nevertheless, instead of acknowledging him, they go in search of another. They address themselves to the glorious St. John the Baptist, asking him, "Who are you?" He told them, and he did not deny it, "I am not the Christ." "Are you Elias?" "No." "Are you the prophet?" "No." He confessed and did not deny it. These are the words of the evangelist, brief and to the point, as they are in everything they relate. Our ancient fathers correctly remarked that when these envoys asked, "Who are you?" they did not want to know simply who he was, but whether he was the expected Messiah. Otherwise, would St. John have replied that he was not the Christ if he had not believed that they were sent precisely in order to confess him as such? It is true that he was not, and he confessed and did not deny it. But reflect a little upon the truly perfect humility of this glorious saint. He rejected not only the honors and titles and preeminence which did not apply to him, but what is more amazing, even those he could have accepted. He, being like the rest of us, was certainly capable of committing venial sins. And yet he had attained such a degree of humility that he triumphed over them beautifully, over every pride and ambition, spurning and refusing to accept all these dignities and honors offered to him. While in heaven, the angels never sought to be gods. Lucifer was too good a philosopher ever to believe that this was possible. He understood completely that he could never be such, and that it was simply impossible. No, his ambition never went that far. He knew that God would always be the first and would always be above him. In short, he was God, and Lucifer did not presume to be his equal. Nevertheless, his pride led him so far as to want to be like God. Though rather through such arrogance, the miserable wretch, instead of becoming what he rashly presumed to be, like God, he fell from what he was and was driven out, banished forever from heaven. And he became a devil, indeed the devil. In him, devils, that is, demons, began to be. Before his fall, there were none. Being in original justice, that is, while they were still in original justice, our first parents in paradise never sinned, neither mortally like the fallen angels, for the first sin that they committed was mortal and consequently deserved eternal death, nor venially. Nevertheless, our first parents listened to the ancient serpent when he said that if they ate of the forbidden fruit, they would be like God. This sole promise made by Satan so touched their hearts that they forgot the Lord's command and prohibition. Our glorious Saint John the Baptist was indeed armed with the contrary virtue, humility. How wonderfully present it was in this great saint, for he was neither in heaven nor in the earthly paradise of Eden, but here on fallen earth. And he was not an angel, only a man. He was not in original justice, and he could have sinned venially. And they did not propose to him simply to be like God. They came to make him confess that he was the Christ, the Messiah, and they were prepared to acknowledge him as such. But he refused emphatically such acknowledgement. He confessed and did not deny it, says the evangelist, that he was not the Christ. With St. John the Baptist, therefore, let us always avoid the effort of thinking of ourselves as sufficient, having what we need without Christ. For most of us, this is a more subtle temptation, something we probably would not think explicitly. But these kinds of temptations are far more dangerous precisely because we are less likely to recognize them. Indeed, we absolutely need the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it will be in remembering our fundamental neediness and calling upon him always and in every situation that we shall be saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.